So I wrote a song about my baby niece, who is 13 months old, and she was born while I was at, my sister went into labour while I was at Glastonbury, and I wrote a song about her, and she is called Ivy. So this song is called Ivy.
Will you be performing this tonight?
I will be, yeah.
Lovely,
so
let's hear it
then. This is a sneak peek.
Excellent.
Okay. Glastonbury 2014, and me and my best friend, we'd had an awesome festival, and then we got a call on Sunday about 10:30, and it was back to the camp, and it was pack up the tent, and it was saying goodbye to Billy Bragg as we went, and telling our friends that we had somewhere to be, someone so much more important than all those VIPs. It was your mum on the phone that rerouted us. We got a hug goodbye from Phil Jupitus, and then we drove all night from Glastonbury to meet you home when you were ready to arrive, Ivy. And I drove until the sun came up to beat you home, all the way up the M5, Ivy. And being early for someone was a first for me, but I thought my heart would burst if you got there before me. And all the way home, all I thought was how I can't wait to tell you this story, Ivy. Thanks for waiting for me. I can't wait to know the person you'll become, and I can't wait to hear what music that you like, and I can't wait to know the future as you'll see it, and I wonder if I'll still be behind the mic. And Ivy, maybe one day when you're my age, well maybe I'll be singing from that pyramid stage that once I drove all night from Glastonbury to meet you home when you were ready to arrive, Ivy. How I drove until the sun came up to beat you home, all the way up the M5, Ivy. And being early for someone was a first for me, but I thought my heart would burst if you got there before me. And all the way home, all I thought was how I can't wait to tell you this story, Ivy. Thanks for waiting for me. Thanks for waiting for me to arrive. And let me just say thanks for not bringing labour on until Sunday night and halfway through Kasabian, because who the hell cares about Kasabian? And thanks for not coming during Dolly Parton. Oh, believe me, I, when I say I would have driven right up the M5 to be there when you start leaving, but I must admit that I would be sad departing, cause how many times in life do you get to see Dolly Parton live? Not that many, I've. But I drove all night from Glastonbury to meet you home when you were ready to arrive, Ivy. And I drove until the sun came up to beat you home, all the way up the M5, Ivy. And being early for someone was a first for me, but I thought my heart would burst if you got there before me. And all the way home, all I thought was how I can't wait to tell you this story, Ivy. No, I can't wait to tell you this story, Ivy. Yeah, and one day I'll tell you this story, Ivy. Thanks for waiting for me.
There we go, live on BBC Radio Lancashire this afternoon. Grace performing for us. You can see her perform later on in Blackburn. Have you been with the tour?